Hi. Thanks for coming to talk to me. You probably heard what happened to me yesterday during my ultrasound. When I found out that the baby was a girl, I was so excited. Then, when I heard she had a cleft lip and palate, I just lost it. I can't believe they had to tie me down to the bed and give me an IV. My heart was just pounding in my chest, and I thought I was going to vomit. I feel so bad for Eric, my boyfriend. I'm about 4.5 months pregnant. We didn't plan this pregnancy, but we were both pretty excited when we found out. Now, with this news, I'm not sure how I feel. I'm studying construction management at the university. The GI Bill benefits are a big help. They pay for almost all of my school costs, and most of the other students in my program are guys who aren't really into hanging out with one of the girls, so I don't have any girlfriends, really. A few of the guys in my classes are vets, but they probably don't even know I'm a vet. No one thinks of that if you're a girl. About that thing that happened yesterday, it happened to me once before when I was out processing. I was in such a hurry to get home that I wasn't really focused on what was happening. It was a really stormy day, and there was lots of thunder and lightning. I heard this one loud bang, and bam! It just hit the floor. I was just freaking out, and I could not stop crying. I was shaking so hard. I couldn't even stand up. They took me to the infirmary, and they gave me some kind of pills that helped me to relax a little. And I wasn't really okay until after the storm passed. That kind of stuff never used to bother me. But over in Iraq, sometimes we'd hear these huge explosions, and pretty soon we'd found out that a bunch of soldiers got killed from an IED, an improvised explosive device. Sometimes the booms were really close. I never got used to it. It changes you to be over there, and people around here don't really get that. You hear about some of the stuff that happens over there, but the news makes it sound like it's only guys. I have these nightmares where I am trapped in a building and I can't get out. And there are these explosions all around me, and I just wake up in a cold sweat, and usually I can't get back to sleep. So I go out and jog or something. I don't really get enough sleep, but sometimes it's better not to go to sleep so you don't wake up with nightmares. Eric thinks I drink too much. But I quit as soon as I found out I was pregnant. I quit. I have to admit, I've been more emotional lately with the pregnancy, too. The least little thing makes me cry, and I'm pretty edgy. Eric has learned to tune me out.